Chapter 12. The Journeys of Heracles. Heracles sailed from Argolis with 9 men. After many adventures on the way, they came to the Black Sea and arrived in the land of the Amazons. The men had prepared for war, but to their surprise, Queen Hippolyta was friendly and offered to give her belt to Heracles. But Hera, who was watching Heracles, felt that this was too easy. So she dressed as an Amazon and hurried to their city to find Hippolyta's warriors. "Come quickly, Amazons," she shouted. "Pirates have captured your queen. They will take her to Greece or Troy and sell her as a slave." Out the Amazons came, and with furious cries of anger, they ran to Heracles' ship and attacked it. The battle was fierce, but finally Heracles captured the queen's favourite sister, Melanippa, and Hippolyta said she would give him the belt if he let her go. Hippolyta, her sister, and her warriors went back to their city in sorrow, and Heracles sailed back to Greece with the belt and full of joy. On their journey home, as their ship sailed close to the shore, the men found a lovely young woman tied to a rock, just as Perseus had found Andromeda many years before. Heracles stopped the ship and said to the young woman, "Who are you and why are you here?"
"I am Hesione, daughter of Laomedon, the king of Troy," replied the woman. "He has made the gods Poseidon and Apollo very angry. They dressed as workmen and built the strong walls of Troy, but when they had finished, my father refused to pay them. The two gods were furious, and Poseidon sent a great sea monster to kill and eat the people of Troy. My father has tied me here as a gift for Poseidon, in the hope that he will forgive him."
After hearing this, Heracles went onto the shore to find Laomedon.
"What will you give me if I kill the monster and save your daughter and your land?" he said to the king.
"If you save my daughter, you can have her as your wife. And if you kill the monster, I will give you the magic white horses that Zeus gave to my grandfather," replied Laomedon.
Heracles agreed to this, and then he hid behind a wall near where Hesione was tied to wait for the sea monster. As soon as he had hidden himself, he heard a great noise out at sea that came closer and closer, and then he saw the monster. Its eyes were bright, and it had 3 rows of sharp teeth in its huge mouth. Heracles waited until the enormous monster pulled its head up out of the water and howled in anger. Hesione screamed in terror when she saw it, and as she did, Heracles jumped over the wall and started firing arrows at the terrible creature. But the sea monster did not even notice the arrows. So Heracles picked up great rocks and started to throw them instead. Then the monster turned its head towards Heracles and opened its huge mouth. As it did, Heracles cried to Zeus for help, took out his sword, and jumped into the monster's mouth. A horrible scream came from the monster, and it closed its mouth and went back down under the water. The people watching saw it moving around under the sea, and before long it lay dead on the sand. Then Heracles came up out of the water. He had cut a hole in the monster to escape. Heracles and his men untied Hesione and took her to the shore where her father was waiting.
"Come to my city," the king said to Heracles. "You can rest tonight and then sail home tomorrow with my daughter and the magic white horses."
But the evil king was actually planning to kill Heracles and his men in their sleep. Luckily for Heracles, he had decided not to stay because he wanted to continue with his labours. So he told the king that he would return for his rewards and left once more for Tiryns. There he gave Eurystheus the belt and was sent straight out on his next labour. This time it was to bring back the cows of Geryon, who was said to be the strongest man in the world. This ogre was born with 3 heads and 6 arms and hands and lived on the mysterious island of Erythia in the Atlantic Ocean. Heracles went off alone and travelled over land until he got to the coast of Spain and the sea that separates Europe from Africa. Here he put up 2 huge stone pillars, one on either side of the sea. As he was putting up the one on the African side, Heracles became so hot and tired in the heat that he sent an arrow flying at the sun. Helios thought this was so funny that he lent Heracles his magic cup made of gold, and Heracles used it as a boat, along with his lion skin as a sail, to get to the island of Erythia. When he reached the shore, Heracles headed to a hill in the centre of the island. From the top, he could see the handsome red cows eating the green grass in a field below. On his way down towards them, he was attacked by the man guarding the cows, and they had a fierce fight, but Heracles killed him with his great club. Heracles then walked the cows towards the shore, but before he reached it, the ogre Geryon came running towards him, shouting in anger and with many different weapons in his 6 huge hands. Heracles knew that he could not fight the power of the ogre, so he thought quickly and fired 3 arrows, one after the other, through each of the ogre's throats. That was the end of Geryon, and Heracles sailed back to Spain with the cows and returned the golden cup to its owner, Helios. He now had to take the cows overland all the way back to Greece. On the way, Heracles had many adventures. Once, in the south of France, he was attacked by a large army, and he used all his arrows to fight them. When it seemed like it was surely the end of him, Heracles asked Zeus to help him, and Zeus sent down to earth a rain of stones for Heracles to fight with. You can still see this field of smooth, round stones near Marseille today. Another time, Heracles camped for the night on the 7 low hills where Rome now stands. Under one of these hills, there lived a fire-breathing monster called Cacus, and that night he stole some of the handsome red cows. Heracles used his strength to get into the monster's cave from above and then fought the monster in a cloud of smoke that it created from the fire in its mouth. Very soon the fight was over and Heracles took the missing cows and continued on his way. In another adventure, it was Heracles' horses that went missing. As he searched for them far and wide, he found a strange woman in a dark cave. Her top half was like a woman, but below was the body of a snake. This strange creature had taken his horses, and to get them back, Heracles had to kiss her 3 times. After getting back his horses, Heracles gave the woman a bow and said, "I believe you will have 3 sons. Let the son who can shoot this bow as I do come and find me. But if he does not come, let him rule over this land after you." Heracles then went off once more, and at last came to Tiryns and gave Geryon's cows to Eurystheus. "It has taken me 8 years to complete your 10 labours," Heracles said to Eurystheus.
Now I can go free.
But Eurystheus replied, No, Iolaus helped you to kill the Lernaean Hydra, and you cleaned King Augeas's cow barn for pay. Hera commands you to do two more labours. Go now and bring back 3 golden apples from the garden of the Hesperides. So with that, Heracles, his head held low, turned his back on Tiryns and went off once more.